any advice that you would give to college students? Maybe they want to be in business, any kind of business. What would you say to them?
Well, the first important thing is you have to have a goal. You have to have a purpose. You have to have a direction. The first thing I would do is I'd get out a piece of paper and a pencil, and I'd sit there and I'd ask myself the question, what do I want to do with my life? And I'd start answering that question, and then from that I'd build a goal out of it. And that probably will make it happen. There's a lot of other things. But if you have a goal, and if you're sincere and passionate about it, you will achieve it.
Passion is a big key to this, isn't it? Because you were passionate about those plants.
Yes, I was.
Is there anything I haven't asked, anything you'd like to say?
Well, you know, I may have told you more than you want to know, but anyway, I've tried to tell you how my life was. I don't mean to paint a bad picture of my father. He just had that problem, and he got over it, and he mastered it. And that's what really gave me the inspiration. I didn't learn how to live life until I was pretty old and had already made some money, and then it came to me that there's a better way to live that's sustainable and honorable.
Yeah. Well, about your father, it's admiration.
Right,
people
exactly.
Listen to this. It's
exactly.
Admiration because most families can be affected by alcoholism.
Yes.
And some make it and some don't. And those who do, you admire them.
And I hesitated to tell you that story, but that is a big part of the story.
Yeah.
As I told you, my brother and I were partners in just about everything we did. He passed away when he was only 64 and a half years old. And that's been, I believe, 14 years ago. And, of course, I miss him and everybody else does, too, because he was one of the great characters I've ever known. But anyway, he and I rode motorcycles together. We decided one year that we were going to get tickets to the 1968 Olympics, which was held in Mexico City. Well, we left our home in Park Hill, Oklahoma, on our motorcycles, and we rode to the Olympics in Mexico City. And we crisscrossed across Mexico. We got down there, saw the Olympics. By this time, the nursery had started to do a lot better, so we could be gone for a little while. So Gil said, let's ride on farther. Let's go on down into Central America. Well, we had to figure out if we could get a passport to do that. As it turned out, we did. We got an emergency passport through a Mexican fellow that had befriended us there. We rode those motorcycles all the way to the Panama Canal.
Wow. What a thrill.
What a trip it was, and there's so many adventures there. Another thing Gil and I did when we were both at the nursery, we raced canoes. We were Oklahoma State canoe champions 2 years in a row.
How close you were as brothers? 64. What was it that took him?
Melanoma.
That's because he was out in the sun a lot?
Yeah. We didn't know any better when we were young than to get all our clothes off that we could get off in public.
Right.
And just be out in the sun all the time, barefoot and in the sun.
And it took him and not you.
Well, I've had my problems with it as well, but so far I'm still here.
So you have fought it?
Yeah, I have. He told me that he had it, and he said, you know, I feel like I'm getting cheated out of 20 years of my life. But he said, better on this end than the front end.
Yeah.
He was a good guy. He was funny.
That's great. Well, thank you, John. I have enjoyed this immensely, and we get to know each other, be able to come into this beautiful home. Now your story is preserved forever on voicesofoklahoma.com, and I thank you for this session.
Well, thank you so much, John. I really enjoyed getting to meet you and visiting with you.
Thank you very much.